Hello, this is Mark Tiley from The Morning Show, brought to you by Shaw Isle of Man. One of my guests last week on the show was the wonderful Bob Harris of Whistle Test and Radio fame, marking 50 years of being on the radio this year and celebrating with a whole load of musicians the 60th anniversary of Benny King's classic Stand By Me. It's a huge fundraising effort for musicians who aren't able to gig right now across the whole of Great Britain. Here he is.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
In October, this coming October, it will be 60 years since Benny King recorded Stand By Me. So what better opportunity or reason there is to remake it? Bob, I'm sorry to do this to you. I had to play this in the background. Bob Harris is... what else could I... I'll play the song later. What else could I introduce you with?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. In your home studio, where are you?
In Oxfordshire, Mark. Oh. Yeah, I'm at the bottom of the garden. My studio sits under an apple tree here, so we call it the Under the Apple Tree Studio.
Oh, hence the... Oh, that makes sense with the email now. I love it. this is lovely to talk to you. I mean, honestly, first of all, congratulations, because you're coming up to 50 years in the business.
Yeah, in fact, I've just celebrated it.
Wow.
It was the 19th of August.
Oh, what's so...
Yeah, which is one of the reasons, you know, for the Stand By Me project, because yeah, we thought to ourselves that I've done 50 years, the record will be 60 years yeah old in October. So we thought it would be a really good idea to combine those two landmarks to create a fundraiser for the UK's musicians. As we know, everybody's suffered so badly with COVID, but I think the music community has suffered more than most, and I'm an ambassador for Help Musicians UK. It's a great charity that helps support young musicians who are in financial trouble or have health issues or whatever else. So that's the project. We're raising money for Help Musicians UK.
I mean, so many musicians who can't gig are suffering, aren't they? Because they don't have the massive sales. They haven't got great online delivery. And it's just, if you're not playing, you're in big trouble.
It's really difficult. You know, if you're, say, Eric Clapton or Robert Plant, this isn't as big an issue. But if you're a grassroots musician relying on the merch desk at the back of the hall to pay the petrol for the next gig, then it's been catastrophic. And I mean, I feel their pain myself, because currently I should be on tour with Danny Baker. We had a big UK tour set up, which obviously we're not able to do now. Hopefully we'll be back on the road in March next year. But, you know, I've suffered the impact of losing gigs and therefore losing income. And it's, you know, it can be really quite devastating. Yeah. So that's the whole idea behind this project, is to try and raise funds to help support musicians who are struggling right now.
Well, like me, we're not, neither of us are in the under 40, it won't hurt us bracket. So presumably you were doing some shows from home during the worst of it.
Yeah, Radio 2. I mean, I do all my country shows here. I was in literally, you know, sheltered isolation, as it were, for some time. And I'm only really just sort of poking my head up above the parapet now and going out a little bit more. But yeah, no, I've been really impacted by COVID myself personally. So hence even more reason, you know, to get this project underway.
Now, how I've looked at the list of artists who are doing this reworking of Stand By Me. It is unbelievable. What do they do, a word each? There's hundreds of them.
Well, funnily enough, my son Miles, who is mixing it, and I were in the studio yesterday, starting to make sense of the order of the voices, the way that you hear them, because... you know, so we're starting with the country star Jimmy Allen. He'll be the first voice you hear. Yeah. Then Roseanne Cash. Mark Knopfler's playing guitar in the background. We've got Due Neddy in the sort of middle section. Judy Zook, Darius Rucker, Paul Rogers, Peter Frampton, Keb Moe, The Shires, Ward Thomas, Wildwood Kin, Misha Paris, Sam Palladio, Rick Wakeman. I mean, It is
huge.
An incredible. It's an amazing list.
And I love the quotes from people. Just Paul Rogers' quote saying, "Whispering Bob gave Free one of our first breaks on a TV show, Old Grey Whistle Test, and he's constantly supported music and musicians." Bob, I mean, you're a legend, sir, really, for helping everybody.
In my own lunchtime, Mark.
No. Before I let you go, and we'll play the original Benny King in a moment, how much influence did you have over the artists coming on the Old Grey Whistle Test? Something I've never asked you.
It's increasing as it went along. To start with, virtually none at all. But, you know, the key aspect of that moment really was the great friendship that built up between myself and Mike Appleton, you know, the producer of the programme. And just as time went by, we got to know each other really well, got to trust each other more and more. I was out and about probably more often than Mike. I was getting out to clubs, seeing new bands play. And I began to find myself suggesting people to Mike more and more. And as time went by, he began more and more to put those suggested artists into the show. So I felt over a period of maybe 2 years, the programme in that way became more me than it had been when I first started, put it that way.
Well, it was absolutely amazing television. And just like as an ordinary viewer, I got to know so many bands, and I know people listening did as well, through your programme. The new single, this new amazing version, can't wait to hear how you squeeze them all in, is out on October the 27th. Enjoy your 50th glorious year, Bob.
Thank you. Just one quick thought. You know, if people want to help us and donate, we have a GoFundMe campaign, Mark, which is literally GoFundMe.com/StandByMe2020. Any money that anybody wants to put in, it'll go straight to the musicians. And, you know, obviously we want to raise as much as we can.
Hang on. I'm GoFundMe.com.
Yeah. /StandByMe2020.
StandByMe2020. I'm just writing it down because otherwise I'll forget it. Right. Thank you so much for coming on, Bob. And here's to a huge success with this new single.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Mark. Thank you very much.
Great to catch up. Bye, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Bob, for joining us on The Morning Show, Bob Harris. And that appeal, by the way, again, for musicians across the whole of Great Britain. If you go to GoFundMe.com/StandByMe2020, all the details are there. And by buying the single when it comes out on October the 27th, you'll be supporting them as well. I'm Mark Tiley. There'll be more podcasts from me soon, right here at manxradio.com.